the main points. A crackdown operation jointly carried out by the police, customs and devolved services of the Ministries of Livestock, Trade and Transport in the South region has led to the dismantling of a smuggling network. Nigeria has denied accusations from Niger's military leader of colluding with France to destabilize the junta-led nation. The Intermediate Lions of Cameroon face the wild beast of the Central African Republic in the return leg qualifier of the upcoming African Nations Championship CHAN in Nigeria in Bafoussam today. The journey to eternity has started for Madame Habisu Saju Bidunkwat, Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation and Chargé de Mission at the Presidency of the Republic, who died last week on December 18. Her mortal remains were received at the Yaoundé Simaleng International Airport last night at a sad and heavily attended ceremony in the presence of First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. Ayi Mbile was there. Good morning, Ayi.
Good morning, Henry. Indeed, the mortal remains, you should know, are presently en route to Nanga Iboko, and it was, like you said, a heart-wrenching homecoming yesterday. And present were mourning family members, friends and colleagues of Dr. Habisu Bidung, Secretary General of the Chantal Biya Foundation, and with them, Muslim dignitaries, members of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, but also the First Lady, wife of the Head of State, to receive the body of the Chargé de Mission at the Presidency. Heartbroken, Mrs. Chantal Biya watched with sorrow as the casket bearing the body of Dr. Habisu Bidung was solemnly brought out of the cargo terminal of the airport into the VIP lounge. A heart-touching scene, Henry, with the husband of the deceased following closely behind as stifled sobs also filled the lounge where painful reality had dawned on many. The remains of Habisu Bidung had just arrived from Spain, where she had died on the 18th of December. A cream of personalities, including the Minister of State, Secretary General at the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongo, Samuel Vondo Ayolo, Minister Director of the Civil Cabinet at the Presidency, Jean Kwete, the Vice Prime Minister, Secretary General of the CPDM Central Committee, as well as the Minister of Communication, René Emmanuel Sadi, were also present to pay their respects to the departed spouse of one of theirs. The First Lady's presence, as well as theirs, was a big solace to the grieving family. And asking for Allah's comfort and strength for the grief-stricken family, the Imam of the Eid to the Mosque, Abba Umar, glorified the Lord in unshakable grief, adding that despite the pain, the bereaved should keep their eyes on the Lord. A sermon and prayers for the soul of the departed before the First Lady bowed before the coffin. Deep respect for Mrs. Habisu Bidung from the First Lady, also conveyed by a presidential wreath of roses before the First Lady, then left for the late SG's residence. And here also gathered was a crowd of people present for the funeral wake, one punctuated by more prayers and singing as an ecumenical service unfolded in the presence of Mrs. Chantal Biya. The message from the religious leaders by the Archbishop, led by the Archbishop of Yaoundé, a blend of sadness and thanksgiving for a life of progress and commitment to the humanitarian ideals of the First Lady, lived by Dr. Habisu Bidung. Words of hope for the bereaved, but also for the First Lady, mourning the loss of a lifelong close aide and for whose husband she had more words of sympathy before she left for the Unity Palace.
Thanks, Ayi Mbile. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, has reiterated government's ambition of making Cameroon self-sufficient in fish production and of eventually becoming a major supplier to markets in the sub-region. Joseph Diongute was speaking in Yupwe Douala during the inauguration of the ultra-modern landing stage and the fish market constructed with aid from the Japanese government. After the inauguration of the renovated Yupwe fish market in Douala, users have expressed satisfaction, adding that there are many advantages for their activities. Scholar Maloke compiled their views in this report.
It was with songs of joy that users of the structure expressed gratitude. Between the sheds and counters set up at the landing stage and the Yupoe Fish Market, traders expressed joy with the modern infrastructure, which comes to improve their working conditions.
We were suffering months all over, but today I'm very happy and full of joy to appreciate what the government have done to us in Yupoe.
I feel gladness, happy, because God, you don't change our market. He don't move you for mud, he put you for fine place.
I'm so very happy for this opportunity to enter this new market. And I thank God because I'm here to sell fish and also with a big fish.
Thanks to this structure, users are sure of improving sales.
We'll make a lot of money because the place is clean. It's very nice for everybody.
The Yupoe landing stage, which is a materialization of the Cameroon-Japan cooperation ties, has also been lauded by transporters of marine products.
This structure is a gift of head of state for the for all population of Yupoe and Cameroon also. I am a transporter in Yupoe who bring all the fish and everything in this area.
The stakeholders and users have thanked the head of state and the Japanese government for making the Yupoe landing stage and fish market a veritable place for tourism. CLTV News, Douala.
A crackdown operation jointly carried out by the police, customs and devolved services of the Ministries of Livestock, Transport and Trade in the town of Ebolova has led to the dismantling of a smuggling network, a 70-seater vehicle coming from QC at the borders, transporting various products, including 1,000 cartons of sardines. More than 2 tons of frozen chicken was intercepted during the operation in the early hours of Thursday. More on that story with Clarence Azzi.
The 70-seater bus packed full with goods was intercepted by law enforcement officers in the night of 25th, breaking 26th December at about 3 a.m. at the Singili neighborhood en route to Yaoundé. On board the vehicle, no passengers, but packages, notably imported frozen chicken, pork, cartons of sardine, and assorted liquors smuggled in from neighboring Gabon and Equatorial Guinea through porous borders. The South Regional Delegate of National Security, Senior Police Superintendent Hubert Nicolas Zobam, said they have been keen to dismantle the network operating with the help of some interurban travel agencies. A large quantity of the products of doubtful quality was immediately destroyed in the presence of livestock, trade and transport officials of the South region. The individuals involved in the practice are in custody. The seizure is a significant moral booster to the forces of law and order in the South region, who are on the alert to protect the population, most especially during this end-of-year feast. Clarence Azzi, reporting for CRTV News in Ebolova.
CRTV News. Abroad, Nigeria has denied accusations from Niger's military leader, Brigadier General Abdurrahman Tchiami, of colluding with France to destabilize the junta-led nation. In a Christmas Day interview, General Tchiami accused France of allying with militant groups in the Lake Chad region to undermine Niger's security, allegedly with Nigeria's knowledge. In sports, the Intermediate Lions of Cameroon will take on their Central African Republic counterparts today at the Kwekome Sports Stadium in Bafoussam. The match will count for the final round of qualifiers to the 2024 CAF Total Energies African Nations Championship. Siobhan Boguma reports from Bafoussam.
Football fever is sweeping through the West region as fans gear up for the highly anticipated clash between Cameroon and the Central African Republic. The showdown at the Kwekome Omnisports Stadium, a state-of-art venue originally built for the 2021 Africa Cup of Nations AFCON, promises to reignite the region's passion for international football. Back in 2021, the stadium hosted thrilling encounters involving Group B contenders Senegal, Malawi and Guinea, with teams lodging in Bangu and Bana.
It's a privilege that the president gave us that much infrastructure in the West region, and ever since, teams of the West region have been performing very well at the level of the National League and the National Cup.
Now, the Intermediate Lions are back, giving the region another shot at the electrifying atmosphere of top-tier competition. Fans are optimistic about a result that embodies the trademark indomitable spirit and tenacity Cameroonian players are known for on and off the pitch.
It's been long since we had the African Nations Cup here. We've not really received another match of that level. We're impatient to see what is going to happen. But
we know the Lions will win the match, and it's a great event. We'll be there to support the Lions.
The West region, home to exceptional sports facilities and a cradle for budding talents from across its divisions, has expressed its role as a hub for football excellence. With the Lions pitching camp here since December 25, the stage is set for a performance that could inspire not only the region, but the entire nation. Shivong Borgama, CRTV News, Bafusam.
To end the news, once more the main points. A crackdown operation jointly carried out by the police, customs and the divorce services of the Ministries of Livestock, Transport and Trade in the South region has led to the dismantling of a smuggling network. Nigeria has denied accusations from Niger's military leader of colluding with France to destabilize the junta-led nation. The Intermediate Lions of Cameroon face the wild beast of Central African Republic in the return leg qualifier of the upcoming African Nations Championship CHAN in Bafoussam today. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.